And so she wore the ring. And when she came back, she built a house on the corner over here. And then she eventually, of course, lost her fame and glamour. And she eventually died without anything. But that was on this corner, yeah, on Spring Hill Avenue in the Lafayette. This was known as the a slaver track of land. And there was a creek ran along there. There is a creek from Fauquier. It goes straight to 3 Mile Creek. And it winds in and out, in and out. But it's deep enough to drown you in it.
Now, was she wasn't exactly what you would call she wasn't a prostitute.
No.
Have you had or do you have people like that here in Mobile?
We did have a section called the Red Light District, and most of them were there. But that's been cleaned out, and now you'll find them like all other towns, almost any place that they want to run the house. But I don't think we've got much of that here.
Where was that red light?
On St. Michael Street between downtown, beyond the fire station, near the town. All about the, I'll say Broad is the center, where it was about 3 blocks from Broad.
Have you ever heard any other names other than prostitute to describe somebody like that?
My mother, like I say, my mother used to call it something. The Red Light, Red District. And I don't know what she called those women.
Have you ever heard them called streetwalkers?
Oh yeah, streetwalkers. But they didn't do no streetwalking.
No.
Not in the daytime anyway.
But did they stay in a building?
No, they lived in the houses.
Oh.
Just to themselves. Maybe two women would run a house.
What would you call a house like that, where they stayed, or that where somebody operated, just for that purpose?
Well, I never did know it by any other name than the Red Light District, really.
I was thinking maybe something like a bawdy house, or
no.
A brothel, or
no.
Something like
mm-hmm.
that.
It never was named that here.
Do you have any idea what you would call men who manage these women?
Their masters?
Yeah. Have you ever
call the women a mistress?
Yeah. Have you ever heard the word pimp used to describe a man who...
Yeah. He was insignificant. Insignificant meant small, not in stature. But in his ways, and in his character, just as he's a perfect pimp. I've heard that.
I see. Is there a problem here in Mobile with, I don't know, in some big cities you see in some sections of town these men who apparently don't have jobs, they just stay drunk all the time? You might find him in the gutters or sitting
drunkard?
On